Exercise 4, page 121.
Rural areas around towns have suffered a great deal in recent decades due to rapid urbanization. In particular, there is a problem of urban sprawl in some cities, where suburbs have grown out of control and totally eaten up former greenbelt land.
I take your point, but I don't think that's as big an issue as it used to be. Urban sprawl, particularly, is happening a lot less than it was in the past. Due to gentrification, many city workers are now moving back into the city centers and choosing to live there rather than in outlying suburbs. I think this is a trend that is going to continue in the years ahead.
In my view, ocean acidification has had a terrible impact on the environment and has caused havoc on the ecological balance of seas and waterways. The main reason is the harm that absorbing CO2 has had on the pH levels and mineral content of seawater, and the effect this has on species such as plankton, shellfish, and crustaceans.
Yes, you have a point. Another equally important issue is the impact that it has on the entire food chain in the oceans, and subsequently on humans as well. As a matter of fact, more than 1 billion people globally rely on food from the ocean.
I'm not overly familiar with specific details of deforestation, but I am aware of the damage that cutting down rainforests has on the planet due to the fact that rainforests play a vital part in absorbing CO2 globally. As a matter of fact, I think the loss of rainforests plays a big role in climate change, generally speaking.
I totally agree with you. By destroying trees, we are robbing the world of one of its most important safety balances against rising CO2 levels. In my opinion, governments really need to take a firmer action on this issue.
I believe it's clear that we both want action to be taken to fix the problems of the environment. Having said that, I think we can both agree that climate change is an important issue.
Yes, I think we can both safely agree that climate change is one of the worst environmental issues that presents a serious threat to the planet.
That's true, but I think that scientists have some clear guidelines and initiatives for reversing the damage that climate change as an issue has caused.
You're right. However, on the other hand, you have to question how effective these are, in particular, when they aren't enforced adequately.
I always thought that fixing environmental problems was predominantly down to governments and industry. But to be honest, I now realize that many environmental issues are everyone's responsibility. For example, we, as private individuals, can have a big impact on CO2 emissions. I find myself thinking about my own carbon footprint a great deal.
I fully agree with you on this point. CO2 emissions not only affect air quality in our towns and cities, but also contribute to global warming.
In my view, overpopulation is not a major problem when compared to the other environmental issues.
Well, as far as I am concerned, the rising population of the planet is in actuality a major root cause of many, if not all, of the environmental issues that we've discussed.
I nevertheless think that it's not entirely correct. Yes, there are indeed vast numbers of people around the world, but I feel it's unfair to blame all current environmental issues on population numbers. I believe the irresponsible actions of industry and corporations play a bigger part.
While mining can certainly damage an area if not managed responsibly, I don't think it's such a huge environmental issue as some of these others. The main reason is its limited impact to the specific geographical locations where it takes place.
I take your point, but I'd have to disagree. Many mines can be found in very lush areas, such as mountain forests. Consequently, large areas are destroyed in order to expand and develop a mine.
In my mind, desertification is a very serious problem and a major factor in the worsening condition of dryland habitats. It is also a problem that is harder to rectify than some other issues, such as climate change or CO2 emissions. We can always reduce CO2 emissions or implement schemes to reverse climate change. However, if a habitat is aggressively farmed to destruction, it's a lot harder to reverse the damage to the landscape.
That's very true. Looking at it from another point of view, though, you could also argue that we can indeed control desertification in the same way as climate change or CO2 emissions by implementing farming limits and quotas and enforcing them correctly.
That's a valid point. Well, we don't seem to be in full agreement, but I have to say, I find your arguments very interesting.